Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin will shrug off this FTX black swan, just like Mt. Gox, according to crypto analysts. Also in today's show, FTX funds are on the move. That's right. Could it be bankruptcy proceedings, an insider threat, or a hack? Well, check this out. FTX said in a statement in its official Telegram channel that it has been hacked, instructing users to delete all FTX apps and don't access the company's website. That's right. And as pointed out here by Bitcoin Archive, FTX had a backdoor built into its accounting software by Bankman-Fried, which he used to move billions without triggering alerts to other staff, auditors, etc., according to Reuters. Also, as shared here, there is a high probability that insiders at FTX are currently trying to run off with the funds. Both FTX and FTX US wallets have now been affected and commingled. The current amount being laundered is $380 million. That's right. And Elon Musk confirms that Sam Bankman-Fried offered billions to finance the Twitter acquisition and says he set off his BS detector. Thank God. Also in today's show, here's where the Bitcoin price may land after this FTX implosion, according to Red Capital, quoting the analyst here, an average Bitcoin bear market correction of 84.5% could see the price drop to $11,000 in this cycle. Also in today's show, Bloomberg strategist Mike McGlone says Bitcoin can crash by nearly 40% after this FTX fiasco and shares his timeline, quoting him here, the greatest risk asset reversion of 2022 has become clear as of November 9th, but it's the remaining trading sessions that may set off the stage for 2023 with Bitcoin, one of the fastest horses in the race and top leading indicator breaching support and risk revisiting $10,000 support. Also in today's show, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki details potential Bitcoin price target and says he is betting on top crypto asset and against the Federal Reserve. Quoting Rich Dad here, Bitcoin worried? No, I am a Bitcoin investor and I am an investor in physical gold, silver, and real estate. I am not a trader or a flipper. When Bitcoin hits a new bottom between $10,000 and $12,000, I will get excited, not worried. I bet against the Fed, the Treasury, and bet on gold stocks and Bitcoin. Also in today's show, veteran trader Tone Vaze says Bitcoin can explode 450%. Next year, despite this recent crash, quoting the veteran here, we can have a capitulation down to 11,000 and still hit $100,000 next year because a lot of Bitcoin is going to go into cold storage because people can buy it on the cheap. Also be breaking down the latest of what's going on in the crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to podcast episode number 1101 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. And without further ado, there is just so much to cover in the market. So let's dive right into today's market watch. Checking out Coin360 here. You can see Bitcoin and Ether finally recovering after a capitulation down yesterday. We got Bitcoin up, but barely up 0.17% for the day. maintaining at around 16,900 at the time of this recording. We got Ether just up 1%, trading just under $1,300. Dogecoin is the top gainer for the top cryptos today, up about 10%, trading just above 9 cents, while Binance Coin, Solana, Avalanche, Matic, and most of the crypto market currently correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, you can see the current market cap sitting at $847 billion with $84 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 38.1% with the Ether dominance at 18.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past 24 hours, we have GMX leading the pack up 15.6%, trading at $38.28, followed by Trust Wallet Token up 8%, trading at $1.24, followed by Dogecoin up 3%, trading just above 9 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, literally nothing is in the green because we've had massive losses, all thanks to Sam Bankman-Fried and his fraudster crypto exchange, FTX, causing mass contagion in the market, and it has literally impacted and affected everything. You can just see mass losses on average between 20 and 40% for the altcoins. And checking out, one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 21 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 25, last week a 38, and last month a 20 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. So there you have it. Let me know how deep you feel this contagion is likely to get, as we've had mass impact in the past, what is it, the last 3 or 4 days since this news has evolved around it, and things are getting worse every single day. Yesterday, FTX basically publicly admitted they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy for 300 plus of their corporations, which has literally impacted everything. So without further ado, let's dive right into our Bitcoin technical analysis and see where we're currently sitting. Bitcoin will recover from the FTX Black Swan event, just like other setbacks, trading team Stock Money Lizard believes. In a tweet on November 12th, the popular commentator argued that the week's events were actually nothing new for the king crypto, despite falling 25% in days. Bitcoin is not doomed as a result of the insolvencies impacting FTX, Alameda Research, and possibly other major crypto companies. For Stock Money Lizards, what a username, by the way, the unraveling, while sudden, is not hugely different to liquidity crisis from earlier in Bitcoin's history. We have seen real black swan events, the FTX bankruptcy. It said the history of Bitcoin is lined with such events, and the market will recover from it as it did in the past. And an accompanying chart, which you can see here, flags similar black swan moments from the past, stretching back to the Mt. Gox hack of 2013. Two other notable events were the hack of Exchange Bitfinex in 2016 and the March Novid crash, which crashed the markets as well when Bitcoin went all the way down to the $3,500 range, which we can see here in this chart. So Mt. Gox, negative 60% impact, Bitfinex, negative 86%. Then we had COVID, negative 84%. And now with FTX, negative 77%. So as Cointelegraph reported, ex-FTX executive Zane Tackett even offered to copy Bitfinex's liquidity recovery plan from the time of its $70 million loss by creating a token. And FTX subsequently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the United States. And this includes, FTX.us, which within 24 hours of them declaring bankruptcy, Bankman-Fried assured that everyone's assets were fine on FTX.us and that was not affected, but the fraudster was lying once again. Now, reactions have included frank appraisals of the crypto industry, with Philby, co-founder of Trading Suite Decent Trader, forecasting a multi-year recovery process, and the Binance CEO, CZ, at one point planned to buy FTX, but was warned that the industry has been set back for years, which he actually tweeted in his own words.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, meanwhile, the loss of user confidence is already showing up, obviously, which it should be, declining exchange balances. That's right. Take your crypto off the exchanges, not your cheese, not your keys, as I have been preaching here for years on the channel. According to data from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant, the Bitcoin balance of major exchanges is now at its lowest since February of 2018. The platform tracked by CryptoQuant finished November 9th and 10th, down 35,000 and 26,000 BTC, respectively. Both days were multi-month records. Nonetheless, not surpassing the single day tally from June 17th of 67,600 BTC. Now, exchange outflows continue to be monitored by industry analysts, amongst them CryptoQuant contributor Martin, who broadly voices have been calling on social media users to withdraw funds from custodial wallets. Quoting him here, Bitcoin exchanges are run by people who learn fiat finance. Saifedean Ammous, author of the popular book The Bitcoin Standard, wrote in a Twitter post, quoting him here, gambling with depositors' money is normal and healthy for them because in the fiat system, the central bank destroys the currency to bail them out every time it goes wrong. And he makes a great point. So there you have it. Are you currently short-term bearish? And how short-term bearish is the million-dollar question? Later in the show, I'm going to be sharing some price predictions from top analysts, many suggesting we drop down to that $10,000 to $12,000 mark. The current low for the King Crypto is currently sitting at around $15,600. How low do you feel we'll go? Let me know in the comments below. And towards the end, I'll be reading everyone's answers when we do the live Q&A. With that being shared, now let's discuss what is on everyone's mind, which is the latest development I woke up to this morning, which is the FTX funds, which allegedly were seized the other day by the Bahamas authorities. Well, now they have all been hacked. Is this Sam Bankman-Fried with his backdoor scheming once again? Well, honestly, I would not be surprised, but let's break it down, shall we? The recent tensions between two major crypto exchanges, FTX and Binance, which was accompanied by a massive sell-off of FTX token, their FTT, resulted in the collapse of roughly 130 companies linked to FTX, including FTX Trading, FTX US, West Realm Shire Services, as well as the multi-billion dollar conglomerate Alameda Research. And following the resignation of FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, that's right, he officially resigned as the CEO, and the revelation of the company's intent to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, on-chain data hinted of the commencement of bankruptcy proceedings as multiple FTX wallets were found transferring funds over a common Ethereum wallet address. That's right, the wallet address in question received funds from various international and U.S. wallets based linked to the FTX, which amassed over 83,000 ETH worth over $105 million in just 2 hours, starting at 9:20 p.m. last night, and continue to see an influx of funds at the time of this recording, as shared here, or Sam wants to make it all back in one trade. Wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't shock me at this point. With all eyes on FTX, the late night fund transfers on a Friday night raised questions about the company's intent. While some blockchain investigators saw it as a start of the bankruptcy process, speculations around a little ill intent or an external hack suffered across the crypto ecosystem, as shared right here, alert, high probability insiders at FTX are currently trying to run off with the funds. Both FTX and FTX US wallets have now been affected and commingled. The current amount being laundered is a whopping $380 million, and also shared some of the wallets are labeled FSBF and F. Oh, I'm not even going to repeat. This would be a reserve optics to appear as if it was a hack, but we all know anything is possible. That, my friend, is a fact. The wallet owner was found swapping $26 million worth of Tether USDT to DAI via 1inch while approving USDP, which is a Paxos-issued stablecoin for trade on COW protocol. And as the situation unfolds, the wallet also approved transfers and sales of other cryptos, including Chainlink, CUSDT, and ST. ETH. The funds coming from FTX wallets were later moved to new addresses, out of which of them was labeled as FTX on Etherscan, as pointed out by blockchain investigator PeckShield. A subsequent investigation also confirmed that 8,000 Ethereum was wormholed from Solana to one of the new addresses within the last hour, as exposed right here by Stephen Dogtoshi. Midway summary, Ethereum has about 290 million, shares the address, Solana has 55 million, and BSC, the Binance Smart Chain, has 88 million. Now, the involvement of a hacker at this time seems unlikely. I repeat, seems very unlikely, as they typically would have moved the funds from FTX's wallet to their own wallets. However, many pointed out the possibility involvement of an insider. That's right. The plot thickens. Until the dust settles, the community continues to monitor the movement of these funds. However, investors are advised to avoid speculation until confirmed reports are set in. FTX has not yet responded for this request or for a comment. And adding to the investors' concerns, FTX told Reuters that between $1 and $2 billion of client money is unaccounted for in the company's spreadsheet. I wonder where that money disappeared to, Sam Bankman-Fried. Sounds like he was doing some trading with his customers' funds. And the unconfirmed report also suggests Bankman-Fried secretly moved $10 billion in funds to Alameda Research while pointing out that the whereabouts of the missing funds remain unknown. What a fraudster, to say the least. You know what I mean? And I like to point this out. This was also reported by Reuters. FTX had a backdoor built into its accounting software by Sam Bankman-Fried, which he used to move billions of dollars without triggering alerts to other staff, auditors, etc. So the scam continues and the plot thickens. What are your thoughts surrounding this alleged hack? Do you think this is Sam Bankman-Fried scheming once more, as he is obviously aware of this backdoor which has been put in place? Do you think he is scheming with Gary Gensler, the head of the SEC? This gets extremely deep, and I can't wait for more developments, which I'll be keeping you posted for as they unveil themselves. Now let's discuss what is next after this massive hack, the entire crypto market plunging to new multi-year lows. What's likely to happen next? Well, at least for the King Crypto, let's break it down, shall we? Here we go. This is according to a crypto analyst by the name of Rec Capital. He tells his 329,000 Twitter followers that better days are ahead for Bitcoin. As he shares here, a Bitcoin bull market will take place one day, but today is not that day. Rec Capital also reminds traders that after this bear market will be a bull market, and after that, another bear market. As he shares here, people think Bitcoin will never see another 80% bear market because it is now mainstream and too mature of an asset. But let's not forget, there was a 53% correction just months ago. Average bear market is negative 84.5% deep. It is very likely one will occur after this bull market. And the analyst then points out that Bitcoin has already fallen 78% since last October. That's right. Over 1 year later, since October 2021, Bitcoin has retraced almost 78% thus far. And with that drop in mind, Rec warns Bitcoin is due to drop to $11,000 based on historical precedent. As he shares here, an average Bitcoin bear market correction of negative 84.5% would see the price drop to $11,000 this cycle. And at this point, do you feel that can be a potential possibility? It would not surprise me, considering anything could happen at this moment of time. Now, beginning to direct the conversation towards the recent FTX fallout, the trader says that exchanges tend to collapse during these periods of volatility. As he shares here, in times of Bitcoin capitulation, manual dollar cost averaging at lower prices may be challenging. Exchanges tend to crash during intense volatility. It can be difficult to buy Bitcoin. Buy orders set beforehand can help you gain Bitcoin exposure during this extreme volatility. Then the synonymous analyst compares FTX to other fallen exchanges like Mt. Gox. In previous Bitcoin cycles, it was BitMEX. Earlier, it was Mt. Gox. Now, FTX. It's a pattern. Exchange contagion has become a historical tendency that occurs to close to the absolute Bitcoin bear market bottom. Survive the capitulation and you will flourish in the bull market. Finally, the analyst concludes by reminding traders that bear markets lead to bull markets, which lead to new all-time highs. That's right. As he shares here, in every cycle, Bitcoin has made a new all-time high. Current all-time high, $69,000, which we hit in November of last year. The current price is around $16,800 with scope for further downside. But the math is simple if you're planning to make a great return over the long run in the next bull market. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we can likely see an $11,000 bottom. Now, hypothetically, if we crash just for round numbers, let's just say it was to $10,000, another, if we're currently at 16, that's another 6,000 plus from here. You do the math from risk to reward. Considering the all-time high we've already established last year of 69,000, let's just round for even numbers, say 70,000, you have a 7-to-1 upside by investing into crypto, right? Whereas the downside, how much lower can Bitcoin potentially get? you know, maybe we drop to 10,000 from here, another $6,000 as analysts are calling for. So the upside is way higher. So from a risk reward standpoint, I am extremely bullish for the long haul for the King crypto, but that's my two Satoshis. Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. With that being shared, now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss a potential crash warning coming from Bloomberg strategist Mike Maglone. That's right. Senior intelligence macro strategist Maglone predicts Bitcoin could fall to levels last seen in July of 2020. Maglone says the Bitcoin can fall by 39% from the current price and revisit 10,000 support level over the coming weeks. The macro strategist says that the crypto sell-off witnessed this week has underlined the headwinds facing risk assets going forward. Quoting him here, the breakdown of Bitcoin and crypto assets may trigger capitulation sell stops in most markets that have been under pressure for this year. The great risk asset reversion of 2022 has become clear as of November 9th, but it's the remaining trading sessions that may set the stage for 2023, with Bitcoin, one of the fastest horses in the race. Facts. And top leading indicator, breaching support and risk revisiting $10,000 support. And according to the Bloomberg Intelligence senior macro strategist, the impact of the FTX crypto exchange's collapse and the resulting reputational damage of its founder and CEO, Bankman-Fried, might be bigger on the macroeconomic landscape. As he shares here, the loss of confidence from FTX's downfall and its leader, Sam Bankman-Fried, is a shock to cryptos, but the macroeconomic dominoes may be more significant. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mike Maglone from Bloomberg regarding a potential $10,000 bottom. And with that being shared, now let's discuss another $10,000 prediction. A lot of analysts are focused in on this $10,000, which is this time coming from Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki, who goes on to share that he is a long-term investor of Bitcoin rather than a trader, and he is not looking to flip the top crypto asset by market cap. In fact, if the King crypto faces another dramatic downturn, Kiyosaki says he'll be excited rather than worried, as he is betting against the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, and the current administration. I don't blame him. I'm betting against them as well. And as for the price target, Kiyosaki believes a new bottom is coming and could be as low as $10,000 per BTC. Quoting Rich Dad here, Bitcoin, worried? No, I'm a Bitcoin investor, as I am an investor in physical gold, silver, and real estate. I am not a trader or a flipper. When Bitcoin hits a new bottom, $10,000 to $12,000, I will get excited, not worried. I bet against the Fed, the Treasury, and a bet on gold, stocks, and Bitcoin. Now, last month, Kiyosaki issued a dire economic warning saying that a massive financial collapse is imminent. He said that the only way for traders to protect their wealth is to invest in gold, silver, and BTC. He also recommended coming up with alternative streams of income. As he shares here, gold, silver, Bitcoin may protect your wealth, but not your income. As the economy crashes, stock markets go bust, pensions crash, and unemployment rises, a side hustle may provide you income. Who knows? Your side hustle may grow into the next Amazon or Bitcoin. Take care. Be aware. Now, Kiyosaki's career has not been without controversy. As we all know, in 2013, a class action lawsuit was filed against him by people who are not satisfied after attending his paid seminars. However, I want to state loud and clear, I am a fan of Kiyosaki. I like Rich Dad, and his book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, greatly impacted my life when I read it as a young adult. So I just want to throw that out there. And back in 2012, one of his best-selling author also filed for bankruptcy through one of his companies called Rich Global LLC. So there you have, the writing is on the wall. Many analysts are predicting literally we crash down to 10,000 or the $10,000 to $12,000 range, which leads us into our next story of the day, which is going to be another $10,000 target prediction, but followed by a $100,000 pump in 2023. Because you have to keep in mind here, every epic pump is followed by an epic dump, and every epic dump is followed by an epic pump. That's the nature of the pendulum, which is swinging here in the crypto market. So without further ado, now let's break down our final story of the day. Crypto analyst and trader Tone Bays is detailing the long-term bull case for the King crypto after the flagship digital asset reached two-year lows, triggered by FTX founder and crypto outcast Sam Bankman-Fried. In a new video, he tells his 123,000 YouTube subs that even if Bitcoin falls to around $11,000, the largest crypto asset by market cap can still reach a new all-time high of 100,000 next year, which ultimately means if we crash to around 11,000, that means Bitcoin is going to 10x within 1 year, according to this analyst. The veteran crypto trader believes he predicted Bitcoin collapse will likely attract buyers who plan to hold their Bitcoin for the long haul. Quoting him here, we have a capitulation down to 11,000 and still hit we can have a capitulation down to 11,000 and still hit 100,000 next year because a lot of Bitcoin is about to go into cold storage because people can buy it on the cheap. Facts. Now, Bitcoin is currently trading at 16.8, up almost 8% from the 2-year low of around 15,600, which we hit on Tuesday. Vaes says that if Bitcoin closes this week above the 18,500 support level, it could be an indication that the flagship crypto asset has bottomed out. So that's the key line in the stand to watch out for. If we close the week above the support level, 18.5, I'm going to be somewhat confident that the low might be in. Right now, it looks very, very promising. And according to the veteran trader, the funding rates on crypto trading platforms BitMEX also indicate that a bottom could be in for Bitcoin based on historical behavior. Quoting him here, that's how markets tend to bottom. Let's look at the last time that BitMEX funding rate was this low. The last time the funding rate was this low was back in May of 2021. Let's see what happened in May 2021. That was right here, $30,000. Eventually, off of that, we went to a new all-time high of $69,000. So I'll take these odds. I'll take the odds that the low is in. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tone Vaes that the lows are likely in at 15,600. But looking at the traders chart, it appears that the funding rates are extremely negative, indicating that traders are heavily accumulating short positions at this time. The condition could potentially set up the crypto market for a short squeeze where traders who borrow units of an asset at a certain price in hopes of selling them for a lower price to pocket the difference are forced to buy assets back as the trade moves against their bias. So there you have it. And to watch this video, Tone Vaes did, entitled Nice Rebound Off of the Lows. Check the show notes below the video in the description.